time for What's Cooking on 95BFM.
It sure is. And we have Luke Butter on the line from the legendary Phoenix Foundation. Kia ora, Luke. How are you? We're so happy to have you here on the show today.
Thank you for having me. As it happens, I've actually already started cooking.
So
the segment is extremely appropriate.
What's for dinner?
Oh, spinach, potato, curry, some homemade naan, you know.
Ooh. Actually, our last guest on What's Cooking from Hail Media was also cooking potatoes as we did our segment. So fitting, something about potatoes in this weather.
Yes. And also I'm Polish, so...
Perfect.
Love potatoes.
Potatoes
anyway.
All year round. So that's What's Cooking. And it's such a pleasure to have you here on the show today, specifically for Soph and I, because the Phoenix Foundation's music is super special to the both of us. I had Supernatural in my car, my dad's Suzuki Swift, for about 15 years of my life, and I listen to it probably every day. So, oh, Supernatural, Fandango, sorry. That was my favorite song off the album, though.
Good.
Actually, it's also Soph's favorite song
it
of
is.
Yours.
Yeah, super special.
Yeah, and we actually listened to it on our first ever drive show a year ago, which is really awesome. Just in case.
Oh, that's great. That's great. I've got to say one thing about Supernatural, which is that it's a sort of a sad reminder, because it's kind of about it's kind of about funny conspiracy theory dudes, but it's from a time when that was a lot more innocent than it is now. And so when I listen to that song about dudes who are into chemtrails and how it was kind of a bit funny, and now it's a serious issue.
It's not
and
so
isn't
funny.
That a bummer?
It's not so funny anymore.
I never knew that that's what it was about.
Yeah, socks and sandals too.
Ah,
the things you learn.
Things are making sense. Thank you so much for clearing that up for us.
We needed that.
We did.
We're so excited though. You guys are playing the Others Way Festival across Karangahape Road on November 29th. It's going to be such an amazing event. The lineup is so awesome, and it feels like such a celebration of a lot of bands like yourself that have been such a pillar of Aotearoa music, as well as like more emerging artists to the scene. What does it kind of mean for you guys to be a part of that lineup and playing alongside these artists?
I just, you know, like, it's going to sound like a cop-out answer, maybe, but we just don't play that many gigs anymore for whatever reason, and I'm just excited about playing. Mm. So that's kind of, for me, it's like, woohoo, a gig.
Yeah, no, for sure. I think that's definitely, you guys, like, really stand out on the lineup in that respect as well, because it's like people are so excited to be able to get to see a show of yours, yeah, because you aren't performing as much.
Do you know that we play so little that there was a guy who came up to me recently and said that he saw us when we reunited for our last tour, and I was like, hang on, we've never, what do you mean reunited? We're never going to break up. It's potentially, I don't know, is it a blessing? Is it a curse? I don't know.
No.
No, never break up, please. This first track you've picked, Soph and I have questions.
Many questions.
But let's listen to it first. This is, I'm going to butcher all of the names and the name of the song itself. But so bear with. This is Tenebrae, yep, by Claudio Similetti, Fabio Pignatelli, and Massimo Morante.
Ta-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-
We're speaking to Luke Butter from the Phoenix Foundation. And this is a song called Tenebrae. Luke, why'd you pick this track today?
So I think it may be that this was the first record I bought when I got a record player, like, I don't know, 18 years ago or something like that. And I went and I was like, woo, I've got a turntable. I'm going to get some records. And the cover, it's from a film. It's from a Dario Argento film. And the cover is quite full on. It's a horror film. And I think the cover of the record that I got might be a man being murdered with a high heel stiletto.
Wait, that's so great.
Yeah.
And, I'm enjoying that.
So I've never seen the film. I'm actually worried about watching it and whether it's gonna ruin the music for me. Although he is, you know, he's kind of a legendary director. But anyway, this song, believe it or not, is actually a huge inspiration for the Phoenix Foundation track Hitchcock, which is from Pegasus, which is basically because it's kind of got a, like, you know how it's got a kind of a caricature, scary, it's like a scary disco song.
True.
And I think that when we were working on Pegasus and we were trying to figure out what to do with Hitchcock, it was like, let's put some zombie choirs in. Let's kind of make it let's make it scary.
And you know what, yeah, I hear that. It's so cool to hear that a record that was so foundational to your listening habits has ended up on something that you've written quite recently.
Yes, well, and also you know, we do a lot of soundtracks now, Conrad and Sam and I. Mm. So I don't know. I think it, yeah. And also it's just such an absurd piece of music in the best possible way.
Yes, no, totally. When it started, Soph and I were having a little dance. It's so fun and interesting. Mm. I'm so curious, though, as to how this ends up in a horror movie. I don't think I'd be very afraid. It sounds a little too campy.
Oh, it's very camp. Yeah. Well, maybe that's part of what I like about it, too. So it's interesting as well. Well, for the nerds, it's interesting because this is actually just a band called Goblin. But for no reason at all that I can see, they just decided to have their surnames on this particular album. But they've done a lot of soundtracks, including the classic late 70s zombie film Dawn of the Dead. They did the soundtrack for that too. So they are actually kind of legendary.
That's so awesome. The more you know. The next track you have picked is by a legendary band, I must say, Air. Soph has given me the task of saying the French, so the song is,
I'm not gonna try it,
J'ai dormi sous l'eau. There we go. I think that was right.
Thank you.
This track is called J'ai dormi sous l'eau by Air.
And we have Luke Butter from the Phoenix Foundation on the line with us for What's Cooking. What a beautiful selection. We love Air's music, and this is such a like classic example of the beauty of their work. Why yes. did you personally pick this track?
So Air is pretty huge for the Phoenix Foundation in that. So that's from, I think it's from 1995 or 1996. So that's like the last couple of years of high school for us. And, you know, like most teenagers of the 90s, it was like Nirvana, Pixies kind of a situation in our lives. And when we heard Air, I think it was like, it was one of those pivotal moments where it was like, man, how are they even making these sounds? What is this? This is not heavy, distorted, you know, like the kind of the just what you said, beauty. It's beautiful and sort of gentle and creamy. Not that I would know about such things, but probably quite good to listen to if you're been smoking the jazz cigarettes. I don't know anything about that. Yeah.
Not so encouraging or endorsing it.
Yeah,
either.
Yeah, absolutely. No way.
No way. No, I get what you're saying.
And it's, you know, it's like, it's music kind of from a space. I like that aspect of it too. It's very like starry-eyed.
For sure, yeah. It's yeah. They're so wow, so wow,
so wow.
Yeah, I'm really annoyed that they didn't come to New Zealand for their big amazing looking moon safari tour. I don't know if you saw any footage of that, but I heard a rumor that they actually got offered to come to Auckland and they declined. So maybe we shouldn't be playing them.
Yeah, boy,
what the hell?
Why do they hate us?
That's so fucked up. I guess you kind of spoke on it a little bit earlier in the way that you guys aren't performing so much recently, but of course you guys have been making music together for such a long time, and you know, this year you celebrated 20 years since Pegasus as well, which is such a beautiful celebration, and I feel like it must be quite special and quite emotional, I guess, to reflect on the time that's passed since you guys first formed. What's it kind of like for you now to reflect on your work together over the years?
You know that, interestingly, we don't do very much of that, to be honest, because we're
still... No reflection?
Because it's just that we're still doing it, you know? So, yeah. So Conrad and Sam and I first started making music at high school when we were 14. So that's like 33 years or something crazy like that. And we're still, like, today we've been working on some music. So we don't necessarily do that much looking back in it, but it is nice to kind of do these, you know, re-release an album, especially Pegasus seems to be a lot of people's personal fave. I don't think about it too much. Occasionally it's like, oh, this is crazy how long we've been hanging out. It's almost a bit weird.
Yeah. No, I think it's lovely, and you guys have such a beautiful discography, and so I mean I reflect on it, so we reflect on it. The next track you've selected for us is one by Makers. This is Don't Challenge Me. We'll hit that one and continue talking very shortly.
Okay.
This song is called Don't Challenge Me by a group called Makers. I've been really enjoying it. It feels a little bit sad to fade it down. Why'd you pick this track, Luke?
I just think it's really cool, basically. I don't know anything about it. In fact, I'm just looking it up now, and it turns out that the Makers is a Soviet-born American guy called Boris Midney, who apparently has produced heaps of amazing disco. So now I'm going to go and search. I'm going to search it up. Part of the thing that I like about this Makers track is that it seems so so kind of chill and groovy, but when I try to work out what is actually going on musically, I can't actually do it. And again, I reckon there's going to be some sort of jazz nerd out there who's going to be like, oh, I can tell, but I don't even know where the one, I don't even know where the one is, and I can't tell what time signature it's all playing in. But it, you only notice that really if you kind of actually try and listen to what the bass, what all the instruments are doing together. It doesn't kind of make any sense. They seem to be operating, at least to my ears, like on independently like independent length cycles. And it, like, so this song both sort of melts my brain but is also just really chill and nice, which is quite a unique combo, I think.
You're right. I tried to figure out what the time signature was as it faded down. No idea.
No clue.
Yeah.
And yeah, yeah. Now I'm very frustrated that, because everything is in 4/4 these days. So that was, whoa, a lot for my brain to handle. And for the others.
Sorry. Sorry about that.
For the others where you guys are playing the entirety of Pegasus, and this isn't the first time you've played an album cover to cover. I personally had the pleasure of seeing you guys play Horsepower in 2023. It was such a great show at the Hollywood Avondale.
Oh, cool.
And I love listening to albums. I think Soph is the same cover to cover. I think we don't really like playlists. We're very much, I don't know, album people. And so I was just wondering, maybe I could have explained it myself, but why do you guys like playing your albums from start to finish during your shows? Because I don't think that's done very often.
I think that, well, you asked before, I guess, about the reflecting on the you know, things that you've done in the past. And I guess you would kind of only do it, or in my opinion, you'd only really do it when you're doing a kind of a celebration of something that happened a long time ago. And can I just say that we've had quite a lot of people ask us if we're doing a Pegasus tour, and we're not going to do it because it's also a bit dangerous to be so, every time one of the old albums comes around, we're going to do a tour. So I think this is the only Pegasus gig, actually, is the other's way.
Exclusive.
So, yes.
Get in quick.
Yeah. It's quite a cool musical exercise, to be honest, going back over it. Like the funny thing, like opening the Horsepower Pro Tools sessions from 2002 was quite amazing, because every single format of audio and stuff was obsolete and didn't work. So we sort of like had to get out an ancient laptop that still worked to see if we could actually open any of it up. So anyway, that's kind of like a fun little look into, it's a fun look into the past. I guess there you go. I'm actually answering your question from ages ago. the time that we can reflect or have a think about that is when we do a gig like this. So everyone in the band's listening to Pegasus. Everyone's relearning the songs. There's actually tracks on there. I'm not sure that we've never played live, but that we've probably played live like once or twice, like Through the Woods. I'm not sure if we've ever played that. So that'll be interesting.
An exercise in memory for sure.
Yes.
Now,
working out your own songs. from the album is quite funny.
Now, how did I do this one thing that one time? The track that you have selected for us is Prawn. Now, tell us a little bit about why you've selected that one today.
I think because everyone in the band really likes Prawn, and it's called Prawn. it's a demo from Conrad, who always has absurd demo tracks, which is why there's also a song on Friendship called My Kitchen Rules, because he did this trio of demos that the band played that were all based on cooking shows. So we've got a Master Chef kicking about and a My Kitchen Rules. And then My Kitchen Rules, he then wrote the lyrics, and they're actually about My Kitchen Rules, the TV show. People, I think one of the lines is people watching people on their best behavior in the living rooms of your favorite strangers. Ooh. Anyway, I'm talking about Prawn, aren't I?
yep.
At one point, my kids, who are quite old now, but they were like checking out what our sort of meager TikTok and Instagram reel usage was like, and apparently Prawn was the most used on Instagram, still not very used, and it was all from people doing like videos about eating or cooking prawns. And I guess that what happened is that they go, oh yeah, Prawn, and then it comes up. So, and then what's her name, oh my god, Florence Pugh actually posted it on an Instagram track.
No way.
She was eating a prawn, and people were like, well, she's a fan of the band. And I was like, I don't think so. I think she just put prawn into Instagram and it came up. So anyway, here's a free career tip for young musicians. Name your tracks things that people want to use on reels. Don't worry about making the music that's an expression of your true self, your inner soul, and your human emotions. And don't try and connect. Just name your tracks. Oh, God. I'm sorry. I'll stop now.
Wise words.
Feed the algorithm. Yeah. No, well, hey, you could call a song something like Face Wash, and it could be about your real emotions.
Well, that's true. Yes.
True. Right. Right.
Yep.
This is terrible advice. Please don't listen to us.
You know,
thank you so much, Luke, for talking to us today of the Phoenix Foundation.
Thank you.
No worries.
Thank you for having me.
Our listeners can see you at The Others Way on November the 29th alongside a stacked lineup. And apparently, we're not getting a Pegasus tour. So, one time only show, folks.
Yeah, that's right.
Perfect.
That's not even a lie. It's actually the truth.
It's not even a ploy for you to buy tickets.
Yes.
This is honest.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Luke, for your time. It's been a pleasure. Thank you for all the great tracks. They were fantastic. So thanks so much.
Thank you. See ya.
See ya. This is Prawn by the Phoenix Foundation. You're on 95 BFM Drive.
was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.